big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, and this is where student and online ministers go to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I've got another first-timer. Her name is Jen Bradbury. And I've discovered Jen. You can actually follow her on Twitter at YMJen. But she's got a lot of just great content in regards to student ministry. And where I was really drawn to stuff that she's been talking about is this theme of student leadership. It's something that I've been looking into. I've always wanted to do, and I'm sure a lot of you guys as well have always wanted to do it, but for some reason I've never been able to pull it off. I've never been able to fully develop it. So I wanted to have Jen on to talk about that specifically because she's really passionate about it and she's got a lot of great ideas. So I learned a ton, and I know you will as well. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Jen Bradbury.
Well, with me right now is Jen Bradbury. Jen, how are you doing?
I am doing excellent, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm really excited to have this conversation with you today. I've been a fan of your writing for quite some time now, because you not only blog on your own site, but you also blog with Download Youth Ministry. How did you get plugged in with those guys?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago, sounds about right, I had written a post in which I had referenced Doug Fields.
Okay.
And some stuff that he had written in Help, I'm a Student Leader, that I had used with my student leaders, and I had tagged him on Twitter. And the next thing I knew, I had an email from Josh saying, hey, you really got Doug's attention. Any interest in blogging for us? And one conversation led to another, and I've been blogging for Download ever since.
That is fantastic. I love social media, and I love the fact that digitally we can connect with people that we would never have been able to connect with before. Like, for instance, I probably would never have connected with you had it not been just seeing some tweets of yours and then going to your blog and seeing some stuff with Download. So I love social media. This is fantastic.
Absolutely.
So, well, for my listeners, give them a quick little background about how you got involved with ministry and what are you currently doing?
Sure. So I have been in youth ministry for 15 years now, and my undergraduate degree is actually not in youth ministry or anything related. I have a degree in electrical engineering from the University of Illinois.
Wow, that's impressive.
And so how I got into ministry, the short answer is God. The little bit of a longer answer is that it was the start of my junior year in college, and I had been serving with a youth ministry in our college town, and the youth pastor there, I think, saw something in me and started to really mentor me and started to say, hey, Jen, have you thought about doing this? You would be really, really good at this. Youth ministry needs more people like you. You should think about doing this. And then the following year, my senior year in college, 9/11 hit, actually. Oh. The first couple weeks of my senior year. Yeah. And the week of 9/11 was on a Tuesday, and that Wednesday was supposed to be our engineering career fair, wherein we all expected to get jobs, but no one could make it to that career fair. And so that was the start of kind of the economic collapse of 2001 and 2002. And so I went ahead and kept applying for some jobs, but even so, felt this nudge that God was maybe doing something else, and remember very distinctively saying to a group of small group girls that I was leading a Bible study for that year that I think God is calling me into youth ministry, but he's really going to have to slam these other doors shut. And I feel like that's exactly what God did. And so that same youth pastor who all along had been like, you should think about this, Jen, eventually sent me the links for a couple job sites in youth ministry and was like, God is not opening these other doors because this is where you're supposed to do. And so I applied for a couple different jobs, and within a couple weeks had a couple interviews that led to a couple different offers, and went in thinking, oh, I'll do this for a year, let the economy recover, go back into what I have my degree for. But just fell in love with it. That first year, it was hard. It was a terrible year of youth ministry in a lot of ways, but it was also the confirmation that this is what I am supposed to be doing. It uses all of my gifts and bears some fruit too. So
that is awesome. That is amazing how things just transpire and causes, you know, how things just work together. It's just amazing how that is. Well, and you're not just a youth minister, but you're also a mother as well. And so how is it juggling motherhood with student ministry?
It is both the hardest and the best thing for me right now. So it's super hard in terms of, you know, it's a whole restructuring of what my days look like. Yeah. So I do a lot in the early morning when I never used to do anything at all. Yeah. I used to be a late sleeper. I utilize Hope's naps big time. Yeah. And Hope goes with me to a lot of things. So not so much like youth ministry program things, but when I'm meeting one-on-one with students, Hope is around a lot. And then we're piecemealing some childcare together so that we want Hope to have a taste of being loved and cared for by our high school kids. But we also want our high school kids to feel like this is not a daycare. This is their ministry. Yeah. And so we're being really careful about that boundary and just trying to see what works in different seasons and figuring it out as we go.
Well, and it's such a great example for the students to be able to see how you juggle being a parent and being their leader as well. I have four daughters of my own. And so the wonderful thing was that I got to utilize some of the students definitely to babysit. They wanted to babysit, but it was also a different way for me to minister to the students as well. So it was really neat. Well, as much as I would love to talk to you about this, because we could probably have a whole nother podcast about about parenthood and ministry, which that's a good topic for a later date. We wanted to talk about student leadership today. And
great.
Just to give you a little background on my view is that student leadership is something I've always wanted to do and incorporate in my ministry. However, I've never been really good at it. I've actually been very terrible at it. And so as you and I were talking off the podcast, that you said you're very passionate about it. So I wanted to pick your brain about it and just tell me when you think of student leadership, what is student leadership to you and how does that play out in your ministry?
Yeah, that's a great question, just because student leadership I know is something that looks different for every person who's in youth ministry. And for me, I think that student leadership is really a vehicle for formation and for discipleship. And so for me, it looks like a team of students who make a year-long commitment in order to be part of our student leadership team. And I spend the summer leading into our program year, really discipling and investing in them and doing a crash course in leadership training, if you would.
Yeah.
And then following that during the program year, they actually have some really significant responsibilities, and the kind of responsibilities that I'm not giving them a safety net. I'm not giving them a cushion that they're going in and they know it's theirs to do. And if they don't do, something is going to be missing. And then we get together afterwards and we process that experience and we figure out what we learn and what we do poorly and what can we improve. But I think the beauty of student leadership is that I know in my own life, one of the things that drew me to student leadership was that sense of I learn something better if I'm the one teaching it. And so I think that that's so true of students as well, that when we actually give them responsibility and let them teach, and that's not all that student leadership is, but that's part of it, that they end up learning and growing way better than just being a consumer who's in the pew.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. In fact, that we talk about, you know, part of the things I do with students when I'm doing a message is that I will ask a lot of questions and I will lead them through things because I want them to discover it. So it's just exactly like what you're talking about. But you're going through from a leadership perspective.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question. You know, I've always felt like, okay, I have a group of students and we're actually going to start a new leadership program this year, a new student leadership program. We, again, never really dug really deep into it. And so I'm like, well, how do you get one started? Like, how do you decide who enters into this leadership program? Like, how do you decide how to start it and with who do you pick to choose? Or do you just open up to everybody?
So I think there's a combination of things.
Okay.
So first, a little story. So the church that I'm at now is a Lutheran congregation in the Chicago suburbs, and I inherited a student leadership team when I walked in the door. And so one of the things that had intrigued me about this church was this notion of student leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got in and I discovered that this was a team of students who had been elected by popular vote the year before. And so it was really, truly a clique of upperclassmen who cared only about themselves and not at all about growing in their faith or about anyone else in our youth ministry. And so that sort of horrible year of student leadership really taught me. And those kids will acknowledge it too. And I'm friends with most of those kids now. So like there's a very different whole circle sort of story that goes with that.
Yeah.
But what I learned from that was that that is not the way you select a student leadership team. And so I think that you have to be intentional in the selection of your team. And so for me, I want student leadership to be something that's accessible to everyone, but I also want there to be a little bit of a self-select button in it, in that I think leadership is supposed to be, leadership is hard. And I think scripture and God put a heavy mantle on leadership. And so I want students to know that if they're going to do this, they're going to take it seriously and they're making a commitment. And so for me, what that looks like is that we actually do an application process.
Okay.
So I have a written application that students fill out, and that's sort of self-selection process one. And so it's more than just, you know, your name and grade and cell phone number and contact information. There's actually short answer questions about leadership on there.
Okay.
And then following that, I meet one-on-one and I interview the potential student leadership candidates. And that interview is not so much like I'm going to cut you based on if you do this poorly. It's much more about, okay, you brought this up, and so there's a red flag here, or tell me more about this, or you're saying you want to do student leadership, but in the last year you haven't really been coming. So what's the deal with that? Help me understand that. And what I've found is that if kids make it through both of those steps, I have, there's been a couple of exceptions, but I've very rarely then actually cut someone from the team.
Okay.
That's usually enough that says, yes, I really want to do that. But at the same time that that process is in place and that I'm sort of grooming people for that, so I'm saying, hey, you would be really good at this, you should apply for our leadership team.
Mm-hmm.
There's also being calls put out to our leader, to our youth ministry in general, saying Fly student leadership team is coming up. If you want to apply, you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so every year, you know, there's a couple kids who apply that I'm like, I don't know what you want on this team.
Yeah.
But again, if they're willing to step through that process, and part of that process is we actually put together a covenant. And so students and their parents have to sign and agree to that covenant. And that covenant includes a list of expectations for the coming year.
That's really cool. Well, give me some expectations that you do have. Like, for instance, do they meet with you twice a month, every week? What does that look like? When you invest in them in this student leadership team, what does that look like?
Absolutely. So we, so our leadership team commitment is June through the following May.
Okay.
And so from June through August, we typically meet six times. And those are six times that are totally just based on the schedules of when can everybody on our team get together and meet for a 2-hour chunk. And that time is really, again, about discipleship and about training. And then during the school year, once our program year starts, we meet every week for an hour. And, you know, there are times when I don't have everyone from the team there. And I get that. Like, my students who are leaders in my youth ministry are also leaders in sports, and they're leaders in their schools. And so I know that they are going to have some things that they have to legitimately miss for. But they also know that the expectation is they're setting the time of these leadership team meetings. So the expectation is that they're scheduling around them. So work doesn't trump it. Too much homework doesn't trump it. But stuff like, you know, I have this sort of meet that's happening this one Sunday. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then during this school year, during our leadership team meetings, we do a variety of things. So we always do kind of a check-in and evaluation piece of it. How has this last week been? What have we done well as a team? We always do a little bit of planning for the upcoming, whether it's a big event that we're working on or just, you know, our next youth ministry gathering. We always do some sort of training, and then we always do a time of prayer. And that time of prayer is really significant because it's not just for the kids on the leadership team, but it's for our congregation and it's for the rest of our kids in our youth ministry. And then my student leaders have roles. And so those roles are things that they're also working on kind of outside of our regular leadership team meetings. Mm-hmm. And those are things that, you know, they bring back and we check in on and do different kind of piecemeal work on those. But they really own those roles. And those roles are based on their giftedness. And they vary by the year based on the giftedness of the team.
Now, when you say giftedness, is that something, an evaluation thing that you do with them? Or is that like give them a spiritual gift assessment?
Yeah, so that's a good question again. So we've done all sorts of things. There have been years where we have, in fact, done a spiritual gifts assessment. But mostly in terms of their roles and their giftedness, it comes out of that summer training that we do. Okay. So we always read and discuss a book together. And as part of that discussion, we're wrestling with what are the things that you are really good at? What are the things that you are really passionate about? How do those things align with the things that we're doing in our youth ministry? I always ask the student leaders, if you could do something and you know you wouldn't fail, what would it be? Hmm. And a lot of times our student leaders have essentially invented their own job based on those sort of passions and interests. So we've had kids who have been really into photography who they wanted their job to simply be, they're the photographer. And so they take pictures and they post them to social media. We have people responsible for our social media. I don't run any of our youth ministries accounts. They're all student leaders that run it.
Nice.
I have students who are event coordinators. So for all of our major events, I have a student leader who works alongside me and takes a major piece of that event and puts it together. One year I had a student who was really, really excited about refugee ministry. And so her leadership role was to be a liaison between our youth ministry and our local refugee group that does work to figure out how we can partner with them. So that's taken on all manner of things. And again, has been really unique to here's what this particular student leader is good at.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's great. Well, here's one, we'll wrap up with this question that I have is, I had this question and, kids are so busy these days. They're so quote unquote busy these days. They've got honor clubs and they've got athletics, they've got band. There's just so much to take on their time. When have you found that is a good time for you to meet with these students? Is it before a Sunday night program? Is it before church, after church? Give our listeners an idea of what works well for you.
Yeah. So again, my student leaders set the meeting. We do that at the end of the summer so that they're aware of their school calendar going forward.
Yeah.
And traditionally our two times that have been most successful. So we have a Wednesday night youth ministry program, and there have been years that we've met the hour preceding that. So that again, it's one trip. Kids are already coming. As student leaders, they're expected to be at that program anyway, so they just add on an hour early. The flip side of that has been we also do kind of a traditional Sunday school time on Sunday mornings.
Okay.
And so our congregation has three worship services, and the last of those services comes right after that Sunday school hour. And so our student leaders have also sometimes, there have been years where we meet during that worship service with the expectation that they then have to go to the service that precedes Sunday school.
Yep.
Because again, as a student leader, they're expected to be in worship too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's great. Okay. Well, I tricked you. That's not my last question. This is my last question. Do you do middle school and high school leadership, or is it just high school?
Yeah. So my responsibility is about 90% high school. So the student leadership stuff that I do is specific to high school.
Okay.
I think that there are ways you can do student leadership with middle school. We've experimented with it on a much more sort of, here's an event that we're going to utilize student leaders for, but nothing in the overarching capacity. So our requirement for student leaders is they have to have finished their freshman year.
Oh, good. Okay. So
at the end of their freshman year, they can apply to be on student leadership team. Sometimes we get those, you know, early kids who are about to be sophomores and I have them for 3 years. Sometimes I get a kid who's going to be a senior apply for the first time. And either of those things are okay.
That's cool. That's very cool. Well, Jen, this was fascinating talking to you. I really appreciate you sharing your input and your expertise in this subject matter, because now I'm going to take everything that you just said and I'm going to apply it to my ministry this coming year. So this is fantastic. You've outlined it all for me. So I appreciate that. Hey, but before I let you go, I would love for people, I'm sure they've already read your stuff on Download Youth Ministry, but how can they connect with you? Give me your Twitter, give me the Download Youth Ministry stuff and your personal blog as well. Where can they connect with you?
Yeah, so I would love to be in touch with people. So my Twitter handle is at YMJen, J-E-N. And my blog is ymgen.com. And then you can also find me on Download at downloadyouthministry.com. I usually blog for them on Wednesdays. And then I've also done some writing for the Youth Cartel and have a book in the works for Abingdon Press. So you can also
A book in the works. I mean, can you give us a little teaser about what it might be about?
So it is, in fact, on student leadership. So it's a...
Great.
You know, a theology as well as a practical how-to with student leadership.
Great. Can that come out by tomorrow so I can read up on it and stuff?
Yeah, I wish.
Yeah, right. So that's great. Well, Jen, this is fantastic. I'm going to have you back on the podcast very soon. So that would be fantastic. So
anytime.
All right. Thank you so much, Jen.
All right. Well, there you have it. My conversation with Jen. Awesome. To me, it gave me so many great ideas, so many great thoughts for how I need to be implementing student leadership in my program. Because again, these are questions I legitimately had. These aren't just random questions I popped out of my hat, but these were questions I legitimately had that have hindered me from doing student leadership in the past. And again, my own bad for not doing student leadership, but she's done it and she's done it very well. And so I'm really excited about the things that she had to share. And I would love to hear from you. What is something that she shared about student leadership that stood out to you and that you're going to be able to apply into your ministry? Hit me up on Twitter at TA Pounder or at YM Sidekick. I'd love to hear from you about what you're doing in regards to student leadership. All right, everyone. Well, that wraps it up for us today. Next week, I'll have all new brand new podcasts. So stay tuned for that on Wednesday. But if you like the podcast, definitely subscribe and definitely rate me on iTunes and say that you really enjoy it. Because again, every Wednesday, we've got a fresh new podcast. And also make sure that you stay tuned to ymsidekick.com all week. I've got some new blogs coming out, some new podcasts, obviously, and an occasional vlog that I'll have out as well. So I hope you tune in for that. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the week, and I'll see you next time.